Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. It is 419. I'm Lisa Dent. This is Pride Month. It started on June 1st, and we wanted to reach out to help people understand because, honestly, my kid throws some terms at me, and I'm like, wait a second. What does that mean? I mean, I think we all know what LGBTQ means, but when it gets beyond that, the IA and the plus, are you aware what they mean? Do you want to know? You should know because it's part of living in this world and showing respect to others. We reached out to Gary Chichester, the board member of Chicago's LGBTQ Hall of Fame. How are you today, Gary?
I'm great, Lisa. How are you?
I'm doing well. So what are you doing to celebrate Pride Month?
Oh, a little bit of everything. It's a very busy month for people that are active in the community. There's all kinds of events going on. Yesterday, they opened up the AIDS Memorial Garden in Lincoln Park, which is awesome if anyone wants to go down and remember those people that we lost to AIDS, and a nice tranquil space on the lakefront. Beautiful.
I lost a dear friend, Tommy Farron, to AIDS in the late 80s. And the day that he told me he was HIV positive, that night he went home and he had a dream. And he wrote me a piece of poetry that covers 3 8x11 pieces of paper. And it is framed and it hangs in my office. And I will remember him to this day. So that is on my list of things to do this week, is to get to the AIDS Memorial Garden. Can you help us with some of these terms, Gary? Because some folks just don't know, and there are others that say, well, why do people need labels? What do you say when people say that?
Well, I go back to when things were just, well, I think the first term I ever heard was queer, usually said, said in a very disgusting way. You know, mm-hmm. So we just recently took queer back into our possession, and so that's when you see Q listed in the alphabet of our terms, that stands for queer or questioning. But at the beginning, gay was basically a coverall. Mm-hmm. Then people needed their own identity, so lesbians, bisexual, transgender people all wanted to be identified as such, and then they added Q and I for intersex, plus for anything that was missed. It's just a way of keeping everybody kind of happy with their identity and how identify themselves.
What does intersex mean?
An old term that is not used anymore is basically carrying the sex organs of both genders.
Oh, okay.
It's usually decided at, basically at birth. And, carrying both, male and female organs.
And so when we celebrate Pride, everyone celebrates Pride, but it was indeed started primarily by the gay community and then the lesbian community, correct?
Well, the gay and lesbian community, I always thought back in those days it was all one, and it still is. Actually, yeah. One good thing that came out of the AIDS issues was how women stepped up to help gay men through the turmoil of losing their friends and lovers and family constantly. And they were, it brought the community really back together again, which was a positive aspect to the AIDS epidemic.
Okay, asexual. Tell us what asexual means, because I want to get through some of these terms so you can help. Help others.
You basically don't have a sex. You identify as gay, lesbian, LGBT, but you don't follow through on it.
What is bicurious?
Bicurious is when you start thinking about things. One of the biggest organs for sex is the brain. And when you think about sex but you don't act on it, then you're kind of bicurious.
Okay. Bisexual, I think most of us know, but maybe some members of the audience listening do not know.
Those are people that practice sex with either, gender.
And what's cisgender?
They're all genders.
Hmm? Cisgender is I think a lot of people of a certain age just do not know what that means these days.
It means like as a white male, I identify as cis because you also bring in transgendered into it. It means, questioning and all that. You basically, it means that you're just, kind of by the original tokens of how it's explained.
Right. And drag queen, we you know, there's a lot of shows you can see in Chicago. Everybody's familiar with RuPaul. Drag queen, a person who performs as a woman for an audience, but that doesn't really identify how they identify sexually, correct? Or does
that's correct. Mm-hmm. Transgendered is when you identify as a woman and like carrying organs, or you were male or female at birth. When you cross over to another gender, that's what makes you transgender.
And what's gender fluid?
That means you can kind of float through the various genders, and it's probably one of the most fun because you don't have to answer questions to anybody. You are who you are.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people have kids who come home these days and go, I'm gender fluid, and they go, wait, what does this mean? This is Gary Chichester. He's a board member of the Chicago LGBTQ Hall of Fame. So he's helping us understand it's Pride Month. So back to gender fluid. What do you do when your kid comes home and says that? What does it mean?
If you love your child, which most parents do, then you kind of, you know, kind of let them explain it to you. You know, because it's going to be different with every child. Some people just might even, some children might even just pick it up as the trendy new thing to do. And, you know, oh, this is cool. I can put on nail polish and be gender fluid, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I can, you know, pierce my ears and be gender fluid. I can dress in a, look at Harry Styles, one of the biggest, you know, artists in the country right now.
Right.
And he's wearing dresses to his concerts. So that's kind of gender fluid.
Yeah, exactly. Non-binary?
Non-binary is when you don't really have a position that, you know, it just explains that you don't have a position.
Okay. Pansexual?
Pansexual is you do it all.
Oh, okay. All right. I wasn't sure. I did not know that one. I learned something today.
Yeah.
And the word when we were kids, queer, was derogatory. That is not derogatory anymore. Who identifies
as queer?
It depends
on who says it and how it's delivered. There's
right.
still people that hate. And when you can kind of tell in a person's inflection if they're mm-hmm. calling you a queer, you know, you can say if it's in a loving way or if they just want to, you know, shoot you the next time they see you.
Right. When you identify as queer, what does that mean?
It means basically that you're different from straight or non-gay.
And sexual orientation. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to buzz through them so we can get through as many as we can.
Okay. No,
sexual
cool.
orientation, because, you know, some people want to still believe that there is a choice involved in it, that most of us as allies and people like you know that that is not true. So sexual orientation is a way to identify. Is that a term for an individual's, you know, enduring physical or romantic or emotional attraction?
Not really. I would say that that would be if the sexual orientation is how you see yourself.
Okay.
For the most part. So if you're going to go to a social function and you find somebody who's interesting of any sex, then you kind of figure that all out, you know, in part of the ritual dance, so to speak.
Okay, so that is the appropriate term. The term sexual preference is the offensive term, correct?
No, sexual preference is what you prefer.
Okay, all right, good.
Yeah.
Transgender?
Transgender is when you actually are born with, you know, identified as a male or female or whatever, and then you decide that that's not you inside. That you really identify as, let's say, if I decided I was going to identify as a female and started the process in which to, you know, go out in the world as a female, I would be considered transgender. And that doesn't necessarily mean that I would have had surgery or not, but it's the identity.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us. I know some people don't want labels. Some people are offended that we even speak about it. But I think that a lot of people are unaware what this means and how their words might hurt others. So I appreciate you joining us, and happy Pride Month.
Happy Pride Month to you, Lisa. Thank you very much.
Lawrence got your news coming up next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.